In Mexico today, President Bush told world leaders that hope is an answer to terror. And he outlined a new doctrine for U.S. foreign aid, $10 billion of new money for poor nations. The president is at a U.N. development summit in Monterrey, along with 51 other leaders and, of course, the news media, including NPR's Don Gagne. Don is on the line from Monterrey with us. Don, as I understand it, this increase in the proposed increase in U.S. foreign aid budget would be over 3 years, and it would start in fiscal year 2004. Tell us how the president pitched it at the summit today.
He very basically laid out the numbers and said it's a sign of the U.S. commitment to help poor nations improve their economies. Basically, this commits the U.S. to a 50% increase over the current funding by the year 2006. At that point, it would be an extra $5 billion a year above the current foreign aid levels. The announcement has been received positively here, but there is still a sentiment out there, and it's represented here as well, that the United States could do a great deal more. The White House, of course, counters that criticism by saying this is a big increase and it is a major commitment to solving a serious problem.
Among the president's new proposals is something that he calls the Millennium Challenge account. What is that?
Right. He said today that the goal of development aid will be to allow nations to grow and to prosper to the point where they don't need any foreign aid anymore. But to do that, the president says it makes no sense at all to simply give them the money and have that be the end of it. That feels good, but it's he said, meaningless unless there's some demand that there be results. This Millennium Challenge account would mean that countries that are pursuing reforms, economic reforms or democratic reforms or rooting out corruption in government or fighting terrorism or it's a long list, protecting human rights, those are the countries that are going to get the aid. Implement reforms and demonstrate some success and you'll be rewarded. But the other side of the message is that countries run by corrupt governments or dictators need not apply.
The president seemed to draw a link between the poverty and violence. He said if you eradicate poverty, you undermine one of the conditions that can spur terrorism. Do you think that link was the driving force behind this proposal for more foreign aid?
Well, it certainly provides a context for this that all of these nations understand. He's careful not to say poverty causes terrorism, but that the concerns about terrorism provide a sense of urgency. In his speech, the president said poverty and hopelessness and things like a lack of education and failed governments, all of those things can allow conditions to exist that terrorists can seize on and take advantage of. So those are the kinds of connections that the president was making here.
Terrorism doubtless will be on the agenda when President Bush meets with Mexico's President Fox. Tell us something about the border agreement that was signed today between the U.S. and Mexico.
It's a plan that addresses the question, how do you beef up border security to modernize it, to make sure that terrorists or drug smugglers can't freely cross the border, while at the same time making border crossings more efficient for commerce, for people and for goods and for products that legally move back and forth every single day. It's similar to an agreement that was reached with Canada not too long ago.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne in Monterrey for the UN Development Summit.